So I'm talking about bees and pollination and what you can do to help our declining bees. Pollination of flowers by wild insects is essential for maintaining the natural world as we know it, and it's essential to us. Wild insect pollinators such as bees, bumblebees, butterflies, moths, hoverflies, and even some beetles pollinate the wildflowers which brighten up our countryside. They also pollinate our crops, the plants which we grow for food. One out of three mouthfuls of our food depends on pollination. And without it, we would not have strawberries, apples, melons, peas, tomatoes, coffee, and even chocolate. So without insect pollination, your breakfast this morning might look pretty boring. It's been estimated that these busy bees, busy moths, busy hoverflies and others are benefiting the British economy by £400 million per year, this free service of pollination. But our bees and our other pollinators are in trouble. The abundance of insects in our countryside is in dramatic decline, and many of our 260 or so bee species are facing extinction. This is down to a number of factors, including things like pesticides, but the main reason is the loss of wildflowers in our countryside. It's pretty straightforward. Bees need flowers, there aren't as many, and our bees are suffering. Since the Second World War, our countryside has just become a less flowery place. And in fact, we've lost around 97% or 3 million hectares of wildflower-rich grasslands since the 1940s. But there is hope. By planting more wildflowers in our countryside and in our towns and cities, projects like Bug Life's Plymouth Buzzing Project are helping our wild pollinators. And you can help too by doing five simple things. Number one, plant pollinator-friendly flowers in your garden. Choose native wildflowers or their close relatives. Many cottage garden plants and herbs also provide a great source of nectar and pollen for our bees. Number two, make a bee box. You can make these by drilling holes in a log or by bundling up lengths of bamboo cane, and these provide nesting sites for solitary bees. Number three, put away the pesticides. These can harm bees and other and beneficial insects, as well as the ones you want to get rid of off your spuds. Number four, this is a good one, leave the mower in the shed. Leaving some or all of your lawn to grow long can encourage wildflowers and will provide areas where bumblebees can nest. And number five, spread the word. Please take some of the information that I've given you today. Have a look at our website, buglife.org.uk, and see how you can help bees and tell others how they can help them too.